Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the blue moon. A full moon is upon us once again, this one made especially noteworthy because it is a blue moon. A blue moon happens when two full moons occur within one calendar month. This is a fairly rare celestial event that happens only roughly every 2 years. It is also a wholly human construct which did not arise until societies began keeping track of time using a 12-month solar calendar, which inconveniently contained not 12 but 13 full moons, creating the problem of where to fit that pesky 13th moon. Our ancestors traditionally marked time by counting moons. And since moon cycles closely match the length of women's menstrual cycles, these lunations, as moon cycles are called, had special relevance to early matrifocal mother goddess cultures. And the seemingly magical moon that cycled regularly and perpetually from dark to full to dark, that controlled the tides, embodied the mother goddess's hand as she controlled the cycle of life, from birth to death to rebirth. But eventually the sun began to rise in importance. Originally the sun was a symbol of the warmth and life-giving gifts of the mother goddess. But over time, as societies began transitioning away from matrifocal ways, the sun became an emblem of the emerging supreme male deity, and the sun's blazing eminence began to symbolize patriarchal dominance. And so, as the mother goddess and her lunar cycles became less important to society, the concept of the passage of time began to be reconfigured into 12 segments. And as societies grew larger and more complex, they found they needed to measure time in smaller units that were better suited to their commercial and administrative needs. So each of the 12 annual segments were further divided into what became known as weeks. For example, ancient West African peoples used days of 4 weeks, giving them 7 weeks in each moon cycle. It was the Babylonians who chose a week of 7 days, seven being a sacred number, giving them 4 weeks in any given moon cycle. This 7-day week was adopted by other Near Eastern and Mediterranean cultures and later spread by Rome throughout their vast empire. Because the solar-driven 12-month calendar was a relatively recent development in human history, there was little tradition or mythology associated with the occurrence of two full moons in a calendar month. However, it was the Egyptians who began to connect a second full moon with the color blue, which they considered to be a lucky color. Thus, when an extra full moon showed up from time to time, giving a month 2 full moons, the second moon became known as a blue moon. It was a lucky moon and was believed to signal a good time for wishing or for doing magic, giving it heightened potency. One could argue that a blue moon is just a fictional construct, a jester acting out a part in a play about the solar regimentation of time. But the second full moon in a month is a real full moon, nonetheless, and it is only an anomaly because it doesn't fit conveniently into a human-constructed system. The blue moon itself is free to appear in its own time, based on its own wisdom, following a path of its own construction. And so, my friends, as tomorrow's full moon rises, I wish you a free-spirited, magical, and lucky blue moon. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley. Thank you.